The Valley is home to relatively young cities, which means young buildings. After the housing crisis, many new structures were left abandoned and became blights on the neighborhood. As KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports from our West Valley Bureau, some cities like Peoria are moving past recession-era problems and zapping blights off the map to bring potential development downtown.
Peoria pastor John Rainier unlocks a gate on a city-owned property that used to be a hardware shop in the old part of town.
First thing that people are going to really notice besides the removal of those buildings is these planters start to go in different areas.
Now it holds planters in the process of decoration by local shops. His church's planter has a Wild West theme with a cowboy on one side and a motorcyclist on the other. Rainier says it's one more step towards revitalizing Peoria's old town while maintaining its historic feel.
I think they're going to be just amazed because it's going to show the character. The theming on a lot of them is old and new.
He also shows me vacant lots by his church, where the city bought buildings, tore them down, and then rehabbed the lot. City officials also rolled out a pilot program a year ago, aimed at tearing down or rehabbing blighted buildings. Susan DeLudun is Peoria's deputy city manager and says now, post-recession, is a good time to clean up the neighborhoods.
And in the downturn, we had a lot of programs and livability teams because there were a lot of abandoned properties. And we've gone past that now. Now is the time for reinvestment.
Those unsafe structures not only create hazards, they lower property values and attract crime. Police Deputy Director Jay Davies helped pick a dozen buildings to target with the first-year program.
The buildings that we're talking about, they drain our resources. As vacant properties, we get called to unsecured properties, graffiti, no end of nuisance violations.
Most of these properties are abandoned homes and on small lots. The program is just the first step to get these blights out of the neighborhood, and the city hopes developers or property buyers will see the opportunities of clean, open lots that could lead to development. The program is not unique in the West Valley. Glendale has had a blight and unsafe structure abatement program for almost a decade. Mark Tashkin is Glendale's building inspection supervisor and says they've seen strong results using grant money.
It could be more effective. But funding something like that and having the staffing to address it is an issue, and that's the same with any jurisdiction. But based upon the resources that we have, I think we've been highly effective.
Tashkin says Glendale's abatement program has culled almost 200 unsafe buildings since 2008. Both Glendale and Peoria are relatively young and filled with buildings less than 100 years old. Arizona State University Assistant Professor Megan Ellens is an expert in urban planning. She sees more cities nationwide turning to blight abatement after the housing crisis.
With the Valley being one of the hardest hit areas in the country during the housing crisis, this makes a lot of sense for a community to see these kinds of boarded up situations and then want to take action.
Ellens says now is a great time to take stock of a city's structural landscape.
Thing that is really important to note is the timing of this. This is really forward-looking to start to understand that, yeah, our housing stock is aging. The cities are not static. And so this is an effort to respond to that dynamism in real time.
Back in Old Town Peoria, Pastor Rainier thinks the city has a long way to go in restoring the historical center, but is on the right path.
The visual difference for, even, say, a business owner wanted to come down here and put a business, having it like this versus the way it was, it's night and day.
City Council has renewed the blight program for at least another year. Almost all of the buildings from the pilot program have already been demolished, though one is under appeal and another is in talks to be saved. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Peoria.